It is a special St. Patrick's Day edition of Sporting a Cause. We can say Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Willie.
Top of the morning to you, Marshall.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, too. Well, we can stop that now.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm done. I got it out of my system.
Whenever I start doing an Irish, it always turns into something like an Albanian
song. Or just lasts all day.
I just can't hold on to it. Well, anyway, so what's up with Sporting a Cause this week?
Well, today there are a few things that people could still get to. If they are of a mind, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club has their second ham shoot. They have a shoot for six consecutive Sundays this time of year. And this is the second. Starts at 11. So you can make it if you want. These are shotgun shoots at a target, not at hams. And they're fun. They're family affairs, very low-key. And the money they raise goes to the maintenance and improvement of their properties, which is important. Also today is the Hoops for Hope 3-on-3 basketball tournament over at Marist College. It's all day long. Men and women, it would be too late to put a team together because that had to be all done ahead of time, but you could go and watch, and that benefits Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation, which is, as we all know, a very worthy cause. And also today, over at Ski Sundown in New Hartford, is a Make-A-Wish Ski-A-Thon. If that sounds familiar, there was another one at Mohawk Mountain last week, and there are a couple high school girls who organized both of them. This too is low key. There's a $10 entry fee. It doesn't include your lift ticket. But you go, pay the $10, and if you've gotten some pledges from friends, you see how many trips you can make down the slopes in a 3.5 hour period. But you got skis or snowboard or whatever. And the beneficiary, of course, is the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Then next weekend, on Saturday, I've talked about this before because it's such a cool event, is the third annual Retro Dodgeball Tournament at Litchfield. And this is kind of instructional for any nonprofit that's looking to hold a fundraiser. In Litchfield, as we all know, it's a huge running town for a variety of reasons. The running culture is a result of strong school programs. They got private running clubs. They have a White Memorial Conservation Center. They're a large preserve where a lot of runs and walkathons are held. The world famous Litchfield Hills Road Race is there. So if you're in Litchfield and you want to raise money, you probably don't want to do another 5K because there are dozens of them there. So these folks who run the Litchfield Educational Foundation, which is an enrichment program for high schoolers, they decided to have a dodgeball tournament. And then they decided to have a retro dodgeball tournament. So the net result is this quirky but fun event where people sign up in teams of six, I think, and they have a dodgeball tournament. They wear retro outfits if they want. Seen Wonder Woman, I've seen guys in those short basketball shorts we used to wear back in the 70s, and it's free to watch. The fundraiser is in the teams. They charge like $200 a team, this is their third year, and their very first year. This is unbelievable to me because usually it takes a few years for a new event to gain traction. They raised like $5,000 or $6,000 the first year, and it's just been growing since then. But the key is to have fun, have a fun event, have something different with a twist, like make it retro, and you've got a winner on your hands. Anyway, that's next Saturday at the Litchfield High School. And the beneficiary, as I said, is the Litchfield Educational Foundation scholarships and so forth. Then the following day, this would be the third Rod and Gun Club Northwest Connecticut ham shoot. And also, next Sunday is the return of NASCAR Dave for a live show here
talk
on
about
Radio.
Talk about dodgeball.
Talk about retro. Anyway, that should be fun. I hope to be a part of that, and it'll be great to hear his voice back on the airwaves.
Well, it'll be at NASCAR, Larry, Ranton and Raven Larry, even though they call him Patriotic Larry.
Yeah.
Then Farmer Paul will be there.
Oh, nice.
Farmer Paul will be there, and I'm sure Gene Souther will stop by. I'm sure I'm sure Fred will stay away because he doesn't get too close for the dodgeball. But it should be fun, and you'll be on the air there, and I'm sure the milkmaid's been calling in quite a bit, so I'm sure she might even make a personal appearance during that show. So that's next Sunday, NASCAR Dave. It'll be a hometown Sunday morning replay or fallback, whatever you want. We'll call it Fallback Sunday.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's been so long since I've endured his displeasure over one thing or another that I started to feel pretty good about myself. It's time to revisit that.
That's right.
That will be fun. And then after next weekend on Tuesday, 2 days after the NASCAR Dave event, there's an interesting event going on up in the Berkshires called Walk With Me in the Berkshires. It's not a competition or anything. It's sponsored by the Berkshire Health Systems, which is that kind of umbrella group that has the Berkshire Medical Center, Fairview Hospital, and other entities in it. And this is an effort, it's several years now, quite a few years now, and they've been doing this. What you do is you call the online sign-up goes live on Tuesday at 10 a.m. You go to iberkshires.com, and they will take the first 2,400 people to sign up for this, and they fill it up within the day. And what you do is you get a bunch of your friends together, between 2 and 20, to form a team. Once you sign up and you know that you've registered, they give you a counter that you wear that counts the number of steps you take. And this is like a six-week commitment, but you and your team, you walk and you count your steps and you compare yourself against your other teammates and against other teams. And the whole idea is to get out there and walk and for your health. And I think it's like the 17th year. So it's a big deal, but it fills up fast, 2,400 people within the day. And so that's going on next Tuesday and for the subsequent 6 weeks. And then on that following Saturday, on March 30th, 31st, I've talked about this before, it's one of the last polar plunges in our area, at least. And it's both a polar plunge like the one in Winsted last week, where you know, people get pledges and they jump in the water and then and they run out. But starting 24 hours before that, they have what they call the super plunge. And if you raise $1,000, you earn the right to jump in the water once an hour for 24 straight hours. And the 24th hour is when everybody else goes, too. So I think a dozen people did it last year. I mean, that's just crazy.
That's almost as crazy as walking for 6 weeks.
A lot of craziness out there. And then pretty much that takes us to the end of March, believe it or not. Then April, the runs start. I've got a dozen runs and walkathons scheduled for April. And I'm not sure, because of Dave next week, what the format's going to be. But there's a kind of a new phenomenon that I witnessed starting last year, and it's gaining traction this year. And that's so-called virtual runs. There was a 5K run last year at Camp Hill Village. It's a facility in Copaic where it's a live-in facility for people with developmental problems. And they have this 5K, but because a lot of the families live around the country, they wanted to include them. So there's a 5K run at Camp Hill Village, but also anybody who lived in Los Angeles, for example, could send in their registration, run wherever they are, run down their street wherever they happen to be, and they'll get a T-shirt. So, and there are a couple of events coming up this year: Heifer International, the Alzheimer's group on the longest day. They're going to hold kind of a virtual event, and there's a company that started that wrangles all this. So any charity can hold an event where people will compete in place, so to speak. So that might be evidence of a changing world. We'll see. But anyway, I can talk about it a bit. And we're in April. Crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy, and then it's not too far until we get to May, and then it's the Sharon Classic Road Race.
That's right.
Which has really turned into a huge road race. Yeah. Where they're now they, and maybe it's not huge, maybe in numbers to some of the bigger ones, but now, I mean, you're looking at 300 and some odd people that participate in that that road race to benefit the Sharon Daycare Center. So
yeah, no, that is a that's a very successful race for around here. You know, you get into the bigger towns, Pittsfield and whatever, and they, you know, some of the events get bigger, but. It's evidence of one being around a while. It's I don't know if it's in its 20 some year now, but and also kind of a little festival's grown around it. They have the junior runs and the little for the little people, and there are all kinds of.
There's all kinds of booths set up and
vendors and so forth. No, it's fun. It's a very festive atmosphere and certainly a good cause.
All right. Well, prepare yourself for next week when NASCAR Dave is back, because you know he's been off air for so long. I'm sure the bus will be running strong.
Yeah. Well, I'll spend the week sharpening my wits, whatever of them I have.
And of course, warn your buddy at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Oh, I know. Ooh, boy, you better put earmuffs on.
I know. All right. Well, we'll see you or speak to you next week during the return of NASCAR Dave for one show.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much, as always.
All right, Willie. Take care.
Bye.